Welcome to another episode of Off the Track. Talked to my good buddy Brayton and told him that I wanted to put some more light on ARCA. And I love some drivers that you have in mind. And Brayton put a couple drivers in mind. And now we've got one on the show. Welcome to Left Turn Call Off the Track, Zachary.
Glad to be here.
Man, so I just got done at Bristol. I got to watch, I think, about the last half of the race. I got to watch you wheel it. What was that race like?
For us, it was an interesting race for us because for us, it was, you know, the PJ1 definitely really changes how the track is from practice. Because when they first put it down and it's cold, you get this phantom chatter effect, like your front tires are chattering no matter what. And, you know, you'd have that in practice, but as soon as it got heating in it, it wouldn't have it. It would be gone, and you wouldn't have that for qualifying. But it returned at the start of the race, and so it kind of changes how your car handles a little bit. So the track changed a little bit, but it came in a lot quicker than it did in practice. So it was a very interesting race for us. You know, there's a lot of cautions in the beginning, and for us, it was particularly for myself an issue just trying to keep heat in the tires, you know, and just going at it. A lot of restarts. So, and then the last bit of the race is where I felt like the second half of the race, we made some good adjustments, I felt, and we had a lot better long run pace, I felt, in the long run than we had short run pace. And so, we were able to gain a few positions on that, and we actually did a lot better than honestly I anticipated. We didn't, you know, we were going into this thinking, well, if we're top 20, it's going to be a really good result. And we came out of there 13th. So for me, it was an overachievement as far as I was concerned. And so I was really happy with how it went. And, you know, I felt like we've done a lot of that this season, and we were able, most importantly, to maintain fourth in for myself in the driver's points and maintain, I believe, sixth in the owner's championship too. So all in all, it was a good day.
Was that your first time at Bristol?
Third time, actually.
Third time. Okay.
2021 with Wayne Peterson Motorsports. And then I was there in 2022 with Fast Track Racing.
Fast Racing, man. It's been a while since I heard. I used to love that team. I hadn't really – in the past couple of years, I hadn't really kept up with ARCA as much. And in recent times, like – I see like ARCA. I see the ARCA in some people's hands is kind of getting a bad rap, but I love the organization. What's some of the things about ARCA that you wish people understood that maybe they don't?
I think for a lot of it, it's I would say for in recent times, it's kind of a. Yeah, there's some that are a bit of a rose tinted goggles. I mean, I will say one thing about like you always hear the talk of car counts every single week. And it's like, you know, it's not what the 2000s were. And it's like, well, NASCAR itself is not getting 43 cars. Nothing's getting 43 cars, especially on the grassroots level. And so I think that's a big factor. It's just a product of the industry as a whole. And I think it's not really that in essence isn't necessarily just an ARCA problem. It's an industry-wide problem because I even see it in late model racing and super late racing, which a lot of times is struggling even more than ARCA right now for car counts. And even the truck series struggles for car counts. So that is one thing I would say is like when you always hear the debate of car count, it's like, well, everybody's hurting for car count right now. It's an industry-wide thing. But I think for us, it's, you know, I think of why I wish was told more in the media was about, I think a positive thing is I wish would be talked about more is how teams get to the racetrack. And, you know, ARCA, I've always viewed ARCA and what made the ARCA series was people, everyday people working their butts off to get their dream of being race car drivers. And, you know, I wish we would talk about that more in the media. It's, you know, it's the everyday people just going out there to have fun, live their dream. And you have lots of people even still like that today, like a Brad Smith, who, you know, I've grown a huge amount of respect for, you know, Brad Smith, Alex Klum, all of those guys out there, Greg Van Alst. You know, they work jobs trying, they're like everyday people off the racetrack working jobs, but on the weekends they do their best and they try and go racing. And so that's something I really wish we would talk about more. And I feel like that makes a lot of the drivers a lot more relatable to fans. You know, and like Andy Jankowiak, he's a pizza delivery driver on the off weekend. So I really think if we talked about that more, I think more people in general would follow the ARCA series because the drivers would appear a lot more relatable in the eyes of fans.
Man, how old are you, Zachary?
21.
You're 21, man. Making me feel old, dude. Yeah, man. I love hearing about a lot of these drivers, you know, like, it just got that grind to them, man. Like, you know, they go out here and they work a job, and then on the weekends they show up and they race a car and they go fast. Like, that's super cool, dude. What is the, you know, as a you said 2021, so I assume you've been racing in ARCA for 3 years.
Kind of, technically speaking, 2.5. So I kind of ended up in ARCA kind of unintentionally. Like, it started 2021, we really didn't have intentions to go race on ARCA. I was racing late models at the time. And so during 2021, I had my own late model team that I basically, me, you know, myself, all my family ran. And so basically, we had the family late model team. We were going racing, going for the CRA late model championship. And so midway through the season, my dad unfortunately suffers a stroke. And so we have to sell everything to fund his medical bills. And so, you know, that was for a while, I really did think my racing career was over. That was when Wayne Peterson, who I actually ran into at Charlotte, and Alex Klum introduced me to him, you know, gave me a call, and fans actually put up a GoFundMe and funded me to be able to race for Wayne the entire 2021 season, which started out as a one race deal for Berlin, where he needed a replacement driver just by happenstance. And so you know, through crowdfunding, it turned into rest of 2021. And so, you know, I have to say I'm very grateful for you know, it was obviously tough at the time, and you know, there were a lot of difficulties even now, but I've been blessed that my dad's made a mostly full recovery. And, you know, had been helped by my fans along the way. Without them, I quite literally wouldn't be in the ARCA series today.
That's an awesome story. Like, not what happened, but, like, that's awesome that the internet can pull together and fund a race car. Do you come from a racing family?
Actually, no. I'm the only one in my family that's kind of raced. I have like a very distant relative that raced, by the name of Harry McQuinn. He actually ran the, Indianapolis 500 a couple times, but, he even made himself up to a chief steward, of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, but he ran in the 1930s and 40s. We actually didn't even know he had raced until I had actually started racing myself in a mini cup, because we found out, oh, these are the same tracks he raced at. And one track I raced at called Mount Lawn Speedway, we actually found out he had won the very first feature race they ever held at that track. So it was kind of cool that once I started racing, going into it, I thought, well, I'm the only one. I don't have anyone in my family I kind of related to. But once I started, it was kind of cool to kind of discover more and more about Harry that he raced. And so it's been something really cool.
Man, that's awesome. I, one of my best friends, we've been best friends since I was like five. I went to his house. He got married a while back, and I went to his dad's house and like walked in, and it was just like a bunch of racing stuff. I was like, what is all this? He's like, oh dude, my grandfather was in NASCAR in like the 40s. I'm like, this is insane information that I feel like you should have told me. I've had a podcast on this for like 4 years now, man. And so I've been trying to do an episode on him. But it's crazy when you have like, you know, close connections to a racing family. It's just nuts. How do you feel about racing the number 11?
I think it's pretty cool. 11's, I would say, been a pretty fortunate number for myself this year. So, we made it through the year without a single DNF. So I have to say we're lucky in that regard. Yeah. But I'm especially glad I get to carry 11, because Andy Hillenburg, he won the championship with that number, and now he's my car owner. And so it for me, I take a bit of pride that I was the guy Andy chose to carry that number, because that's the number that Fast Track Racing won their first championship and race in. And so I will admit it does. I do carry a bit of pride, and it does come with a little bit of extra pressure. But you know what? I love the extra pressure of it. It makes it a little bit more fun. And so it's really cool, and I really hope to add to the number 11's legacy with Andy, and with him in my ear on spotting up on the spotter stand this year, and Todd Parrott on the top of the pit box crew chiefing it. It was an extremely fun year this year.
Did you say Todd Parrott? Todd Parrott is your crew chief?
Yes, sir.
No way, man. Oh, my gosh. When I tell my dad that, he's going to have a cow, man. That was like his favorite crew chief of all time when he was on the box for Dale Jarrett. My dad was just always like, man, Todd Parrott is the man. Oh, that's crazy. That's insane.
I've definitely discovered through the course of your Todd has a lot of fans. And so I'm very grateful to have a very popular crew chief on him.
He is one of the most
after getting to know him, you can see why.
He's one of the most popular. That's for sure, man. Yeah, that's crazy. When you said that, I was like, what? Yeah, that's nuts.
Mm-hmm.
I was really proud of that question about the number 11. Cause I looked that up and I was like, oh, this is going to be a great question, man. But, what's it like, what's it like in the garage area for you guys?
I would say the ARCA garage is, the ARCA garage compared to like most series, it's actually fairly laid back. And I think a lot of us drivers were, I look at it as the ARCA series as a whole, we're all kind of a tight knit family in a lot of ways, especially us at the lower budget teams, And the thing I really like about ARCA and that atmosphere is that when we want to help each other out, we go and help each other out. And there's been countless times that has happened, even when I'm racing, with teams like Wayne or the Richmonds or Fast Track Racing. And so I really do appreciate that the ARCA garage is what it is, and that it's a lot of ways one big family. And, we're all a little bit competitive. We try and do our best to be as competitive as possible. But for the most part, it's pretty laid back, and we can go out there, have fun. And, it's been racing in the ARCA series, in all honesty, has been some of the most fun I've ever had.
Is Brayton eating as much pizza as everybody thinks he's eating?
Well, at first, yes. I have to, now that he has like a shell, his girlfriend, he might, I might be coming the salad man, but I don't know. I
You
have
gotta change the nickname up now.
to say. It might be the cat man soon. They just got two cats, and I think they got like, his girlfriend's got, I don't know how many cats. It's a lot. It's a lot, but you know, there's nothing wrong with that. The more the merrier. I have had multiple cats in my house. Not cats, but I have a lot of dogs myself. So I get so you get one, it's like, well, one's not enough, and you know, one turns into 10. So I know that situation there.
Oh yeah, dude. I see the pug picture behind you. Is that what you got? You got a pug?
Yes, I actually have this is a painting my mom actually painted. So
You
yeah,
got
my
some
mom,
talent, yeah.
all this behind me is paintings my mom has done. So like in her free time she will paint very nice. I really like this one. It's my favorite. But so I have a pug at home. She's over, you can't see her on the screen, but she's over on the couch. Probably snoring here in a minute,
Yep.
but her name is Zuzu LaRue, as it roughly translates to something on the racetrack in French. I'm not the expert on that, but yeah, I've had a lot of pugs in our life, and so that's it's always fun.
What this is a question I have wrote down. What is the goal? Like, and then like I obviously like I know, right? Like I've had conversations with enough drivers now. Like the goal is to race and move up in racing. But you, man, like, and like, I'm not like blowing smoke up your rear end or anything like that. But like, in my eyes, like, you're living the American dream, dude. You know, working your way up, racing. I'm genuinely like, I wouldn't say like the word jealous, but I'm like, man, dude, like this guy's got it going on, dude. Like, this is awesome. You know what I mean? I can't think of the word right now, but what is the goal in the next few years? Is NASCAR something that like you want to transition over to, or would you be happy racing somewhere else? Do the sponsorship models in NASCAR interest you? I've had mixed answers on this question over the
I
years.
mean, for me, I have a lot of fun in the ARCA series, and for me, I have the policy of if it's got four wheels and a motor, I'll race it. So, I love to race anything. So, I'd even get in a sprint car if I have the opportunity. Mom may not appreciate that very much, but if I have the opportunity to race something, I really love watching the Xfinity series every week of how, the Xfinity series is probably the best product racing week in and week out that NASCAR has on a consistent basis right now. And I think, a lot of people would agree with that. And so, driving those cars, like on iRacing, they're a lot of fun to drive. So, and there's a lot of, it's a very competitive field, and there's a lot of great people in the Xfinity level I know. So, if I got the opportunity to race in the Xfinity series, I would definitely take it if the funding was there. And so, I would say, ARCA had a lot of fun of it, and I'd love to race at both as much as I can. But the opportunity, and especially the Xfinity series, came about in the next few years, I would take it in a heartbeat.
Yeah, I totally agree. Xfinity series is 10 out of 10. I said this weekend, I said probably the best race out of the three is going to be the here and there. But I'm not going to keep you too much longer because I was late. I had technical difficulties tonight. Yeah, really bad technical difficulties. I'm not a technology man, dude. That
Me
was
neither.
Cody's usually the technology man, and I was like, I can't get this thing to work. And then Lauren texted me, and she's like, he's in there, and I'm like, oh my God, I'm trying to get in there. But this is the last question I'm going to have, and I feel like we got to end on this one. When my man Brayton gave me your name, I was like, dude, that name sounds awful familiar. Like, I was like, that name, like, I've seen that name in the past 2 days. And then I realized, like, oh my God, dude, like, this is the guy that was being, like, somebody was talking smack to on Twitter. And like, I, dude, me and Cody talked about it, dude. It made us hot. I was like, man, the disrespect that goes towards that series sometimes is, it's uncalled for, dude. How infuriating is that towards Arca? Like, I mean, I feel like everybody in Arca has to take that as a jab, and that's the starter series for the sport in itself. I'm just curious. I mean, is that like, did most people take offense to that?
I'd have to say, I think it's a lot of uneducation. People, it's uneducated people about it, and I try and give people the benefit of the doubt personally. And I will say there unfortunately are a select few people, and we kind of know who they are, that they have an agenda and they want to push it. But I feel like there's some that are out there, they just don't understand the series. And I think it's better to educate rather than attack those people. I think it's, I look at it as like we should welcome all people to the series that we can. And so, I would say, yeah, it's not great when some people just constantly, make jabs at the series for when, no one really has done anything to them. But it is what it is, and you can't change that. So, but, I feel like in a lot of ways, it's best to be the bigger person in that. So I would say, it's just, try your best, and for me it's like try and be as nice to everyone. And if you really, the way I see it, if you really love racing, you wouldn't go tearing down none of the racing series, because everyone loves their race, different racing series. Some people like F1, some people like NASCAR, some people like IndyCar, a lot of people like ARCA too. And there's nothing wrong with being a fan of another series. We can all have our differences in opinion and still get along with each other. And I think that's something as a community as a whole, that a racing community as a whole, we should all, embrace and accept our differences. And I want motorsports overall to thrive. We shouldn't be bashing each other in the industry just because it's a different series. We should all try and help each other out, because like it or not, we're all in this together in a lot of ways. So I feel like we got to, stay in this together and do our best to make sure motorsports as a whole thrives.
Zachary, you are one of the most down-to-earth, genuine human beings I've ever met, and you got a fan of me, brother. Like, I'm serious.
Thank
Everyone I've
you.
ever met, everyone I've ever met in Arca, dude, is always so nice. Whether it's Frankie or whether it's Brayton, or whoever it is, man. Everybody's always so nice. I love Arca. I'm definitely going to try to catch some more races now. We've started covering the Cup Series a lot in Xfinity and truck, and we kind of lose we get blinders on, I feel like. So, but with people like you all, man, and like I love Brayden, dude. With people like you all, we definitely got to start covering it more. But I don't want to take up too much more of your time. I just wanted to get your insight on Arca. Is there anything that you would like to plug?
I would say for, you know, not much for me personally to plug. I just want to say I'm, you know, grateful for being on the show. And, you know, I do want to say, you know, thank you all the fans that tune into this and hope you enjoy the episode. And I do have one plug. I do want to plug Racing for Rescues, that our charity that I do with in partnership with Grateful Rescue. And so for those who don't know about what Racing for Rescues is that we have a partnership with Grateful Rescue, and that is we have basically a trailer, well, my old racing trailers. And so before races, we will go and collect product that Grateful Rescue will gather and donate it to us. And we will donate it to a local animal shelter near a racetrack that I race at, and try and create publicity for a local animal shelter in that area. And, you know, not only just donate the raw product, whether that be dog food, cat food, cleaning supplies, bounty paper towels, you know, something like that. You know, we try and also create publicity for that shelter and create awareness and try and encourage people to help out pets and make sure that all of the pets in the world have a home where they are loved and they are appreciated. And, you know, it's something that's very passionate for me.
That definitely, that's something I'm gonna show that to my mom. I'm gonna send that clip to my mom. She's very big animal lover, man. My mom, gosh, it's got four legs and a tail. She's all about it. But yeah, Zachary, awesome, dude. I'm gonna end the show now. I'm gonna end it, and we'll talk after this is over with, I'm sure.
All righty.